This weekend, the Brevard Community Band performs Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Porter Center at Brevard College, a concert conducted by Jamie Hafner and titled Music for a Festival, which is one of the pieces on the program. Jamie Hafner, conductor, is with us in the studios this afternoon. Jamie, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. It is my pleasure, and hello again.
Great to have you back, and although you're not on the faculty anymore at the Brevard Music Center, you're still really heavily involved, and since they just finished this weekend, I know you and a lot of other people are breathing a big sigh of relief.
Yeah, it's a sigh of regret that it's over.
Yeah.
And it's a sigh of relief that it's over, and we're all recuperating nicely.
Good. Good thing that made it through the season. So the band is that's performing on Sunday afternoon is not part of the Brevard Music Center.
No.
Who are these people? This is a big band, a big symphonic
band.
Yeah,
if we're lucky, it'll be 75 or 80 players, depending on who has a vacation. The players come from all over the place, mostly Brevard, Hendersonville, Asheville. Some come up from South Carolina. Yeah, so it's an area community band.
Yeah, and they all just get together to play great music and to work with you.
Sure, okay. It's a strictly volunteer organization. Lots of the players are former professional musicians or teachers, and then there are some amateurs who played when they were in high school and college and went out and had a business career and then decided to dust off the old clarinet and reacquaint themselves with it. And then we have some younger students also who we are sort of mentoring and training.
That's a great experience for them as well, I'm sure. So the music is the concert is called Music for a Festival, and that's one of the pieces on the program, right?
It is. This is a piece by Gordon Jacob, the British composer, who, along with Vaughan Williams and Gustav Holst, sort of laid the cornerstones for 20th century band music over in England. This was written for a Festival of Britain in 1951 and was commissioned by the British Arts Council at the time.
Wow.
And originally written for band.
Yeah, excellent. Gordon Jacob, didn't he do the William Byrd?
Yes. He took some of William Byrd's tunes from the Fitzwilliam Virginal book and band-straighted them, and they're just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Well, that gives us something to look forward to. Wonderful music. You're also doing on the program one of my. We were sharing this earlier. One of my favorite pieces, it wasn't originally written for band, but it sure works for band, and that's the Procession of the Nobles by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
This is an old arrangement by Eric Leidzen, and every band plays it, although it's not easy. And there's a lot of notes in there, and a bunch of them are close together. But it's a familiar tune.
Yeah, it's great fun.
And will be very familiar, and yes, it's fun.
You have a soloist for the concert, a saxophone soloist, as a matter of fact.
Yes, this is Joel Helfand. He lives in Hendersonville, plays in the Hendersonville Band and the Brevard Band, and plays a lot of jazz and does great klezmer, clarinet. He's originally from Chicago. And was a musician in Chicago, so he has played with some big names. Huh. You know, so he's quite a versatile player.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me. Of course, we're blessed to live in a beautiful place, and it happens that some of these people that choose to retire to this area are really fine musicians.
Yes, they are.
So we really kind of luck out in that regard.
That's true.
Again, we're speaking about the Brevard Community Band's concert coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Porter Center at Brevard College. Jamie Hafner is the conductor and is with us in the studios. You said you had found a Sousa march that you didn't know about. And I think for somebody that's been with band music as deeply and as long as you have, that must mean that Sousa wrote an awful lot of marches.
Sousa wrote a lot of marches, and I don't know them all.
Wow.
Yeah. And this was one that I didn't know. It's called Magna Carta.
Okay.
And it was brought to my attention by one of the band members who plays trumpet in the band, and he said, you should hear this march. He got a set of parts, and wow. We passed it out to the band. It's a really good march. And we're going to unleash it on unsuspecting audience.
Also, I see, it's kind of a tradition with band concerts through the ages to play some popular music.
Yep.
So I see you've got a very popular piece, and I can't – Jurassic Park?
Yes,
right?
Yeah. The movie score to Jurassic Park came in an orchestral arrangement by Calvin Custer, and that's a big name in the arranging business. But one of our band members, Peter Graves, took that arrangement with permission and band-straighted it, and it's really a beautiful arrangement of these tunes from the movie.
You have played his arrangements before.
We have.
This is a serious arranger.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's what he does.
Yes, that is what he does, and he's very good at it.
And it just happens to be a member of the band.
Yes, and he plays euphonium in the band.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Well, it sounds like great fun, and I know that there's one piece that you said that as if the band weren't big enough, you're going to bring in some more brass playing friends for it.
This is again music for a festival. It's a piece that calls for antiphonal brass ensemble,
ooh,
of four trumpets and three trombones and a timpanist. So we're going to put them up in the balcony of the Porter Center, and attack the audience orally. From two directions. It's a very impressive thing.
Yeah, glorious sound. And speaking of glorious sounds, there is an organ in the Porter Center.
Yes.
But we don't usually hear it with a band. You're doing a piece for band and organ?
We are. Alfred Reed, the rather famous band composer-arranger, wrote a piece, Alleluia, Laudamus Te, which he wrote for band and organ.
Wow.
So we have guest organist Tim Shepherd from Methodist Church in Brevard, and he's going to unleash the forces of the Kilpatrick organ that's in the hall, and the band will combine with it, and we will send the audience away humming a grand tune.
It's really wonderful. Again, Jamie Hafner is the conductor of the Brevard Community Band. They're playing their final concert of the summer.
Yes, right? That's correct.
It's the third concert. You guys have been busy. Three concerts during the course of the summer. This is the last one, and it's Sunday afternoon at the Porter Center at Brevard College. In addition to all the other music, Joel Helfand is the saxophone soloist with the band. And tickets are available at
the
door.
Door.
Is that a good way to do it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Tickets are available at the door. Okay. They are $10, which is worth it because this is a concert that normally we would charge $37.50 for. So you get $37.50 worth of music for only $10.
Again, the Brevard Community Band performs Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Porter Center at Brevard College. Jamie Hafner is the conductor and with us in the studios. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Dick. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, and you can call us here at WCQS if you'd like more information. Our number is 210-4800.